Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes every day. Glad to have you with me as we journey through the book of Romans. We are in the third chapter. First and second verse we read yesterday. Let's reread. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much and every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God, and some would say this word is scriptures of God. Strong's Concordance, the word oracles is logion, which is from logos or word, but logion means an utterance of God, the speech of God. So, and that this is a word used a few times in the New Testament. Let me take you to another one just for context. Hebrews chapter 5 uses this word. Verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the logion, the oracles, the speech of God. So if this has been committed to the Jews, then what we have here is the word of God committed to Israel. If you ever needed to see a very important reason for the existence of the nation of Israel, it is so that the oracles of God could be spoken. Who else was going to write down the speech of God but his people? And I think it's one of the chief reasons for the nation of Israel as they were in the Old Testament. And of course, they are the womb for the Messiah. In the Old Testament, the word oracle also was the innermost part of the temple, the place that we would call the Holy of Holies. It was the dwelling place of the Ark of the Covenant. You see this several times in both Kings and Chronicles. You even see it a little bit in the book of Psalms. So I think it's pretty clear it's referring to the spoken word of God. That's what's been committed to Israel. So Paul's defense of what advantage has the Jew, he says, well, chiefly because to them has been committed the speech of God. They wrote it down. They heard from God. Now, Paul's going to move away from this for a while. This is where Romans, to me, becomes circular, or probably better spoken, this is where Romans really begins to show that Paul's in the middle of a conversation, because it's written as a man who's talking. And when we have conversations, now on TV and in movies, our conversations are always straightforward, no one interrupts anyone, and everyone uses perfect diction and English. But in real life, that doesn't happen. In real life, our conversations meander. They go off the trail. We don't use perfect English. We interrupt one another. We make a point, then we go make three more. We chase a rabbit, and then we come back. We get off topic and say, where was I? Paul's doing that in the book of Romans. He's already on a theme. He moves into what advantage does a Jew have, and he leaves it alone. He didn't have chapters and verses, but we do. So let's look at where he picks it back up. He leaves it alone here in the early stages of Romans 3, and he will not get back into it until Romans 9. Let me jump ahead to Romans 9:4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. So Paul starts an argument in Romans 3 that he doesn't actually finish until Romans 9, and it's because the rabbit, so to speak, takes him off the beaten path onto a trail in which he will deal with righteousness, justification, all kinds of amazing theological topics that really makes the book of Romans the masterwork of Paul's theology, and we'll get into a lot of that as we go. That helps to explain those first couple of verses. Hey, check our website. Tonight's our Southern California Grace Encounter. Hope to see some of you there. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.